Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're going to investigate a little history that's not so far back. This is a story written by Vicki Carr about a very interesting person named Cross-Eyed Kate. I'm going to quote much of what she wrote. When I was a child growing up in Lakeside during the 1950s, my family traveled back and forth to Grandma's house in Adiat about once a week. Once in a while, as we drove along, we'd come across Cross-Eyed Kate walking along the highway. She was a sturdy little lady who lived in a ramshackle cabin in Napscooley, near the tunnel. A long lane wound from the road up to her cabin. In winter, there'd just be a trail through the snow where she had tramped back and forth. There was no phone or electric line to Kate's cabin, and she didn't have a car. As we drove back home on these cold winter nights, I'd look up the lane to see if Cross-Eyed Kate's kerosene lantern was flickering in her window. I liked knowing she was safely tucked into her place for the night. Now, Cross-Eyed Kate wasn't really cross-eyed. She just had one eye that wouldn't do what the other eye did. She was well known around the valley. When she needed groceries or anything else several miles away in town, she'd just put on her coat and hat, sling her handbag over her arm, and set out. I don't think she ever had to walk very far before someone picked her up. As we were driving back to Lakeside, Mom would always stop to pick Kate up and take her at least as far as our house. She was a sight, striding along, holding two big brown bags of groceries in her arms. I loved Kate's hat. She always wore the same one. It was black with no veil and had some small fake flowers, short stems attached to the front. After Kate unloaded her bags into the back of the car and got into the front seat, she'd start talking to Mom right away. She talked fast and would shake her head emphatically as she talked. Those little flowers on her hat would jiggle and wobble as she tried to catch her breath and chattered a happy thank you to Mom. Now, Cross-Eyed Kate had a son who lived down on the Columbia River just below the tunnel. When she wanted to see her family down below, she'd just take off. She probably hiked the old switchback road when she could. It was the most direct route to her son's home. But when the coulee was covered in deep snow, Cross-Eyed Kate would have to walk through the tunnel down the hill to Stamen Flats Road to double back to his place. Now, Kate was born in Minnesota, April 8, 1884. Papa Meeson headed west after the youngest was born, and Mother Meeson was left to support her family, and she went to work at a large hotel where she slipped and fell to her death while cleaning a skylight. Relatives and friends of the Meesons took up a collection and sent them to Wenatchee by train. Then they were to take the sternwheeler up to Brewster, but she didn't have the fare. So Kate, with her inimitable spirit, talked the captain into letting them board this boat and get to Brewster. That's how she ended up in this area. So for next time, we'll talk more history, more adventure.